Well, it's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We've come together to worship and praise our Lord in singing and through the preaching of the Word of God. I want to draw your attention in our call to worship this morning to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him, in love having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. You know, these verses of Scripture here contain some of the most wonderful truths for us regarding how God chose us before the foundation of the world. And some people get all bent out of shape about, well, election and so forth like that. But what it basically is saying is that God, in love, before the foundation of the world, said that He would reach out to us. That He, in love, would reach out to us and provide us a way to come back to Him. We left Him. He did not leave us. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve left God. It was God who came searching in the garden. Adam and Eve, where are you? They had hidden themselves from Him. What had changed? Well, they had disobeyed God, and sin had entered into the world. But before the foundation of the world, and before everything had happened in creation, God had determined that He would love us in spite of our sin. That's the glorious thing. That's the truth that's given to us. In love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children in Jesus Christ, that He would adopt us in love. You know, many years ago, whenever I was in middle school, we invited a family, it was two boys and a girl, to spend the night at our house. They were foster children. And I think I've shared this story with you before. We were in the bedroom, and the boys, my brother and I had given up our beds, and we were laying on the floor, and they were up in our beds, and we were talking. It was late at night. And the oldest boy just said out of the blue, "Todd, what is it like to have a dad?" Now, I was laying on the floor in front of my dresser there, and I just, "What do you say? What do you say?" And tears started just flowing out of my eyes because I didn't know what to say to this boy. Here was a young man whose parents were long gone. Both of them had died. And they had been pushed from house to house to house to house in the foster care system. And after they left our school, they went to live with several other foster children. They were never adopted, as far as I know. But I couldn't help but think, you know what? As a middle schooler growing up, you always think, my parents just don't understand. You know, my parents are too old to understand what it's like to be a teenager and all the woes and all the kind of stuff like that. But you know what? That night I came to realize I had a dad and I had a mom. And this young boy that was up there in the bed, "Todd, what is it like to have a dad?" I couldn't help but think in regard to that, what is it like for you and I to have a father? We had one that in love desired to remove us from the devil's home and take us and put us in His home. I don't think there's anything wrong with election myself, that God desired before the foundation of the world to love us and to adopt us. And then for us to have the privilege this morning to worship our Father. When you realize that what He has done is He has loved us, He's adopted us, and then all He desires is for us to worship Him, why is that a problem for so many people? Why is it so hard for people to enter into worship? Because I don't think we have connected with our minds and with our hearts to the truth that we now have a Father who loves us. If we understood that truly, there would be no problem with me singing out at church. There would be no problem with me desiring to be in the Lord's house and to worship His holy name and to pray to Him throughout the week and to walk in the Spirit of God because I know He loves me. And so I hope and pray as we sing this first hymn this morning, number 19, "Love Divine, All Loves Excelling," you and I can understand what we have through Jesus Christ. We have a Father who loves us.